Hey loves, like you, I desire an abundant life and its lifestyle, and to continue to show up as my best version of self, where we win in life to reclaim, rediscover, redesign an authentic and genuine self. And yes, this is intimacy on a whole new level. Welcome. Join us at claritywithsue.com. Again, that's claritywithsue.com. Welcome to the jungle. I keep wanting to say that, and that's okay. Betty, good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm so good. We had a nice little business conversation this morning, didn't we?
We did, a little off the air, so to speak. It's all good. We did learn a few things, though, didn't we?
We did, Benny. Mm-hmm. You are such a smart little fella, you.
And well, not just me, but I'm hoping we could change our conversation to be on air in that way someday. But you never know.
Yes. Well, blessings to you. Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Benny, as always, it's wonderful to see you and chat and banter. You know that. I love this, you guys. It's the month of March, and I love that it's my birthday month. And you know what I did yesterday, Ben?
What'd you do? I mean, how many days are in this month?
31. Oh, well, hey now, 31. It's the whole month.
But just I know, but you're knocking one perfect day out and doing something.
Okay, so yellow cake. Ooh. So hummingbird cake, traditional southern hummingbird cake, is the bomb. I love that cake.
I've never heard of it. We'll get to that in a
minute. Oh my God. It is like banana bread on crack with cream cheese frosting.
Hummingbird so cake?
Yeah. Okay. It is the bomb. It is so good. It's very, very hard to find. I will tell you, Heritage in Woodinville made it for me a few years ago. It's incredible.
All right.
Well, where I was going with this, when I was a kid too, I really liked yellow cake and cake batter. I don't know. I mean, our audience, how many out there love cake batter? I love cake batter.
Yeah, we totally grew up on it. And you had the after it was done mixing and the batter and you got the.
Oh, no, babe. I got the spoon out. I'm like.
Oh, you didn't even let him get it out of the bowl.
Did I even bake the cake and just keep it?
Ew.
It barely made it. My bun cake that should have been this thick is about that thick.
It was a baby bunt.
It was a baby bunt. Oh, but it was so good.
Funny.
Yeah, I got to figure out a good way to make chocolate ganache. I love chocolate ganache. I just threw in dark chocolate chips and made it work, but whatever. Anyways, that was my birthday cake for myself yesterday.
Oh, well,
I was having fun. I was in the mood.
As you should. And we're also celebrating, if we're going to go with baked good days, it's Pi Day, National Pi Day, P-I-I.
That is so right.
Kind of goes inside with your baked goods. So,
yeah, look at that, me getting all tapped in. Great little segue for what I'm going with right
you
now.
You have no idea.
Just right in there, didn't yep. I? We're taking calls. It is the month of March. Yes, it's my birthday. We're celebrating all of you. I mean, not like we don't celebrate all of you every show. I bring incredible thought leaders and people to the airwaves so we can have new thoughts, new perspective, new ideas, and hopefully a new you. It's you, just a 2.0. So we're taking calls today. I love interacting and bantering with all of you in the audience. It fires me up, and we're going to take some calls. We're going to do some readings. And those that do call in and get a reading, not only will you get a free reading one-on-one time with me, but you're also going to get a free ticket to my live event May 3rd through the 7th. And that's called Release Your Trauma Blocks. Now, guys, the first day alone, I've got some incredible new neuroscience. The day one is going to blow your mind. So if you want to get relief from pain, you want to step into your inner peace and that joy and love and feel tapped in and turned on for life, you're going to want to join us today and every Tuesday in March. If you do get a reading, you will get a free ticket. Whoa! And also when you buy the ticket, I'm going to tell you this, not only will you be a part of the community, you also get a 20-minute free one-on-one intuitive reading with me. And we do meditations every morning. We set intentions every morning. It's just really good, juicy, collective, quantum loving energy, if I can say all those words. So we are taking calls 1-888-298-5568. 1-888-298-5569. Again, 1-888-298-5569. I brought in, the last few shows, I've been wanting to do a segment to remind us and to keep us in awareness, because sustainability, mental sustainability is one of the forefront and the things that I do for myself. And it's in the nuts and bolts of it. And the most layman I can say, it's basically having your shiitake together before the shiitake hits the fan, right? Having your stuff together before the stuff hits the fan. And that's you sustaining yourself. That's you sustaining your mindset. And honestly, and I heard this quote, was it this morning or yesterday? Your future needs you, not your past. Boom. Isn't that good? Your future needs you, not your past. It is all an inside job. I want to talk to us about that self-regulating and practicing patience, having something, a practice set up before the shiitake hits the fan. And this is all about an inside job. We're going under the hood. We're having an awareness practice. A couple Tuesdays ago, we talked about kindness. We talked about limiting beliefs. Today, we are going to talk about having that awareness of where our energy is, where it's not, what patterns are showing up. So we can then self-regulate. We can then have compassionate curiosity for ourselves, others, and the environment. Now, when I talk about the environment, it's important that you understand that, again, going back to awareness, because awareness has got to be your foundation. It's got to be your number one. And it is kind of a double-edged sword. If you're not aware, you're not aware, right? If you are not aware that you're not aware. So you have to really sit back, lean into some of the contrast. You could call it discomfort. So you can call it joy. You can call that contrast is simply sharing and showing you what you want and what you don't want. It is literally that simple. But us as a society, we're so addicted to the drama and creating and facilitating that drama within our own energy, our neural pathways. I mean, there's so much science behind that. And the brain too. I mean, we're addicted. And then you add in, we've got drama and we've got in-laws, we've got ex-in-laws, we've got exes, we've got bosses, all of these things that are coming at us, and we have to be able to self-regulate, right? Self-regulate. And again, going back to that beautiful quote, your future needs you, not your past. So in order for you to sustain, again, it's powerful. One, you have to be in awareness. Two, you have to have something in practice before the shiitake hits the fan in your life. So you can show up not in drama, not in reaction, not in anger, not in fear, not in defensiveness. And I say that because I pulled a card today about obsessive overthinking and defensiveness as, you know, having a contrast and also having a conversation about your shadow side. So I'm bringing all of this into awareness so you can then look at this and go, okay, where am I defensive? Where am I obsessively thinking? Where am I happy? Where am I in joy? Where in my life do I truly just can take a breath and I feel really good, really at peace? Really lean into that and think about that. And that's going to give your answers and your awareness and what you should be focusing on. Again, your future needs you, not your past. And when those anxieties and those angers and those fear monsters come in, just sit with it, look at it, ask the question, is it real? More times than not, because it is the past. It is the past reminding you that you need to stay safe because a saber-toothed tiger, air quotes, is chasing you from your past. So just lean into it and let it go. It doesn't serve you anymore. Okay. So again, you have to be aware that you're not in awareness, and that could be distraction. It could be all the isms, the, you know, workaholic isms, the defensiveness, all of that. And again, let's have that conversation, that love and curious, compassionate curiosity. So we don't we're not so hard on ourselves and really watch the language that's going on within us. All right, you guys, it's awareness. It's an inside job. We are going to now take calls 1-888-298-5569. Again, 1-888-298-5569. And if we don't have any callers, I am going to be totally nerding out. I wanted to share with you some yummy books. Hi, Benny.
Hi. Well, you said nerding out, so I had to jump back in.
Oh, God, nerding out. Yeah, I got my book. The Molecule of More. How single chemicals in your brain drives love, sex, and creativity, and will determine the fate of human race.
Ooh,
This is me totally. I know. Like, I'm totally nerding out. And I love bringing in all these books, and I love learning, and I learn for you guys. So when I do my live events, I can share all this nerdy stuff with you. So again, let's have a conversation. I'm just going to noodle about. And if you want to call. And if not, that's okay too. Everything happens for a reason. So there's a reason that the education and the conversation that I'm having needs to be heard. And I trust the process and I trust all that's going on. So at the top of the hour, I was talking to you guys about the awareness and the inside job. Let me kind of dive in a little bit more with this. And then also remind you, if you're just tuning in, we are taking calls if you want to call in and get a reading. And yes, I had some posts, some DMs, and some emails asking, well, can I do it incognito? And I'm like, of course you can. It's just the energy. So you can call in and call yourself Sam. All of you can call in and call yourself Sam if you want to. And the Sams of the world can call yourself Sarah if you want to. Just call in. It's really fun. It's enlightening. And it's a loving, safe environment.
I might have to change it up on my end just a little bit so I keep track of all the Sams and Sarahs out there. So give me a break there, people.
Sam 1, 2, 3, and
thank
four.
You. All right. Yeah. That's a little better. Yeah.
Thank you, Benny. Yes, of course, aka Benny the Superstar. Actually, did you see that? I had said on my Facebook that we were taking calls and they were like, yes, Benny is the man.
Aw.
I know. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, I've totally lost my train of thought. Where was I? We were talking about Sam's calling in.
Yeah, for the show. Mm-hmm.
1-888-298-5569. If you are joining us on YouTube, I'm waving to you. Hello. For those in radio world, I'm waving to you as well. I want to remind all of you, if you want a copy of the show, you got to go to claritywithsue.com and type in. Actually, you don't even type in. I think the newsletter's right there. It's called Love Bumps. I'm in the process, and I'll swing back around to talk about awareness and all in that education too. I'm right in the middle of a rebranding and a redesign and renaming. And so just bear with me if the website seems to be a little bit sluggish, slow. There's some changes, some quirks. Just bear with us. We are in the process of making some edits and changes and upgrades. Okay, so let's talk about that awareness and being tapped in and turned on to your life. So tapped in is, to me, it is having an awareness and an awareness of how you are showing up to the world, how you're showing up to yourself. Are you proud of yourself? I mean, really ask I've been diving into this whole conversation about when was the last time, and with my clients, with some other researchers, and we were talking about, and educators, and we were talking in depth about when was truly the last time that you felt genuinely heart proud of yourself. Now, this all goes back into the conversation of having that self-awareness, to being mindful of how you're showing up to the world. And audience, you know this, I talk about the three phases of transformation. It's awareness, clarity, and then tapped in. So the awareness, you have the awareness that I'm probably not showing up the best I could be. I am choosing to change. And then the second phase, that clarity, is where the education comes in. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You're going to hear a song. You're going to see a quote. You'll hear my radio show. Maybe there's a book that pops up for you. And then in the tapped in, that's where all the integration happens. That's where you integrate all these new tools, where you start bouncing back and integrating the new tools, the new tips. And when I say integrating, you have to, because you're changing, right? You are changing old habituations, old patterns, old limiting beliefs. And you, as you change, you've got to integrate these new tools. This, you're integrating new language of pride, of clarity, of who you are and how you're showing up in the world. And that's really important. And it's an acronym. It's called ACT NOW, Awareness, Clarity, Tapped In. ACT NOW. How do you act now in your life? I really like this quote from this morning. Your future needs you, not your past. I thought that that was super good. Please write that down. Put it in your phone. Put it somewhere that's going to pop up and remind you that your future needs you, not your past. And that's a really good reminder for us for when our nervous system likes to come in and remind us that we want to stay, or the nervous system, you know, our body and our nervous system does an amazing job to keep us safe. But that's not what I'm saying. It absolutely has kept us so safe. Meaning kept us so safe. That was the past, right? And even though your body and your chemicals are reacting in this now moment, you've got to sit with a bit of that contrast, discomfort, adjective to describe. Again, I'm using contrast as language. I'm using that specifically as my language because there's no energetic reaction to it. It's just a contrast. So if you're in a reactive mode, in a contrast, you've got to be able to sit in that. If your nervous system is saying, I'm reminding you to stay in fear. I'm reminding you, no, 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 don't do this. No, 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 it didn't work before. Oh, shiitake, something's going to happen. You've really got to sit in that and see where that contrast is coming from. Anxiety, fear, anger. Where is all of that coming from? The defensiveness, that's another one, overthinking, all the isms. What is happening in your body? Where is that showing up? Again, it goes back to that step one. It's really being genuine and authentic with yourself, of having your own personal awareness. Now, again, guys, this is big, brave work, massive, brave work. So now you've got to look under the hood and you're like, oh, God, I don't think I like that part. And you're like, okay, well, let's do a superpower tip and tool and have compassionate curiosity for yourself. Now, all right, let's get curious. I didn't really like how I showed up. This isn't about you going down the rabbit hole of shame, guilt, fears, all that sticky stuff. You know, I call it sticky. It's not about that. It's about sitting in it and going, all right, I learned. It was a contrast. Now, again, let's do a little disclaimer here. If it is harm to somebody else, there's got to be a different apology. There's got to be amends made. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about conversations. I'm talking about reactions. I'm talking about how your ego is going to show up and have you react in a certain way. Your fears are going to make you act and voice out in a certain way, that kind of thing. Again, your future needs you, not your past. So again, having that awareness, who you are, how you're showing up to the world, the three phases of transformation, I talked to you about that. And also within the awareness, really getting clear and finding out what truly energizes you or depletes you. We had this conversation a few weeks ago about having awareness in your life and its lifestyle, about what really jazzes you up, what really energizes you, what really taps you in and turns you on. I love that language, because when I say tapped in and turned on, I'm excited. I want you excited. I want you proud to be in life and your lifestyle, right? And provide yourself with a process and language so you can sustain that feeling. And when you are in that tapped in, turned on, energetic feeling, and you're proud and excited, and it's all that above the line mentality, above that line love and appreciation, genuine and authentic appreciation, if you are truly feeling that gratitude and all of that appreciation for yourself and within your life and lifestyle, energetically, that's what you're going to attract. And also, if it's the contrast too, it's the sticky stuff. I mean, if that's what you're going to focus on, that's what you're going to attract. So again, you got to back up and you go, okay, the awareness, one, taking accountability and responsibility for myself. So how do I do that? I have to really be aware of how I'm showing up and how I am behaving, how I'm reacting or am I reacting? What am I doing? How am I showing up? How am I speaking or not speaking? Am I diminishing myself or am I shining? Am I in an environment where I feel that I can shine, that I can be supported? And if you're not, then there's got to be some choices made where you say, yeah, you know what? This isn't working for me anymore. I highly recommend getting professional help when you're in a transition like that, because everybody needs somebody to advocate for them and to feel that you've got their back. I was going to do a little segue into my program May 3rd through the 7th. Because my marketing team would be, Sue, this is a perfect time for you to be selling that. And I do. This is my inner dialogue for myself. I'm not very good at sales because I don't want to be that car salesy guy. Again, limiting belief. I have something going on in there. But regardless of all of that, I'm a walking talk and I'm learning myself. Where I was going with all of this and this conversation is, find your people, find your tribe, whether it's me, whether it's your community of like-minded, again, me, people and that really want to show up and shine in their life and to really advocate for one another without judgments, without obsessive thinking, and to also without, and I say resentments and judgments, yes, there's going to be the sticky stuff that comes up. However, if you are among your tribe, you have the safety within the tribe, the community that you've created, to have those delicate conversations and to be able to feel free in your emotions and letting them go. And you know what? Another great superpower, as soon as you speak it out, it's gone. You can have a moment where there's fear and doubt and shames and the oh shiitakes of life. And you know what? As soon as you shine light on it and as soon as you bring it out into the open, you're like, at least my experience and count. And I'm talking, 20 plus years experience in educating and conversating and interviewing with incredible thought leaders and my own education. I know that when you bring it out, and also my own experience, when you have a space where you can have loving, respectful conversations with the other or vice versa, that you can truly have a space to just be heard, just to be there. No judgment, just in love, just an open heart. That in itself, right there, that in itself is so healing. It's healing for humanity. It's healing for yourself. It's healing for the other individual that you are holding that space for. And the domino effect that that's creating, whether it be within those minutes or that those hours, or even decades later, even, you're changing. By setting that example, you're also changing the dialogue for the other person that's receiving, right? Going, if they had a moment to reflect and really go, I like what he said. I like what she said. I like how she showed up. I like how she held space for me, or he held space for me. I want to do that in my life for my people. And that's going to change generations, you guys. That example, it's so powerful. And it's just to be present and to provide a space to be heard, not enabled. That's not what I'm talking about. Allowing them to feel heard, not judged, to allow their emotions to come up. You're not fixing them. You're just holding space to allow whatever it is that they need to shine a light on and get rid of. And then get rid of it yourself. Don't take any of that personally. That's a whole nother conversation I want to have about taking things personally too. And that, you know, taking things personally within a conversation is about self-esteem too. And I'm going to, you know, when we come back from a commercial break, we'll talk about that. If I better write that note down. Well, we'll talk about that because it's an important conversation, taking things personally. I'm going to write that down. We will come back from a commercial break. And if you guys want to call in, otherwise I'm going to keep chatting. And I really want to introduce you to Lighter Young Pueblo. You guys, I love, love, love this work. And we'll come back. If you want to call in 1-888-298-5569. Again, 1-888-298-5569. We'll be right back, you guys. Hi guys, Sue here with Clarity with Sue, claritywithsue.com. 15 years in radio, solid reputation, creating a conscious collaboration with an aligned message. If you would like to be represented with a high integrity, let's have a conversation about sponsorship. Let's get your name and your product out to the masses. Email me at sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Hey guys, Sue here. How does this sound? Releasing your small T trauma blocks. What are small T trauma blocks? Those are those little nicks in your nervous system. Those little triggers that pop up that are keeping you diminished, keeping you small, keeping you from your greatest potential. I'm going to be doing a 5-day mini event in April. Let's get together and really have powerful change. Go to claritywithsue.com. That's claritywithsue.com.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Hey everyone, Sue Lundquist here with Clarity with Sue, and that's claritywithsue.com. I am talking to you about going from checked out to tapped in. Set your team up and apart from others and create a culture to be proud of. Help your team find its purpose. I'm going to talk about morale, 3 phases of transformation, those little nicks in the wire, your beliefs, and really getting present so you have the resilience so you can engage and you can have intentional living. This provides the purpose your team is desiring. Let's get you tapped in and on a unified front with appreciation and building an aligned team and its morale. Simply email me, sue@claritywithsue.com. That's sue@claritywithsue.com.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Benny B.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, you guys, welcome back, Radio World. We were goofing off on YouTube. If you want to join us on YouTube, you can certainly do that. Just go to YouTube World, 1150 AM, KKNW. We are taking calls if that's something that feels right to you. If not, I'm going to keep chatting with you. I'm going to keep us tapped in and turned on. Talking about awareness today and talking about really showing up for who we are. What are we proud of? You know, really leaning into these questions. What really, and it's that heart proud, not ego proud. It's heart proud, that just authentic, genuine, oh, I did good. I did good. It's that pat on my back, you know, that just, and you did good and you're proud of yourself just to be proud, not to do it or be it for somebody or something else or to attain, you know, anything. It's just, it's good juju. It's good for you. And then it's going to keep attracting more of the good juju, all of that to yourself. And I want that for you. So at the top of the hour, we covered a bunch of stuff. We covered the three phases of the transformation. We covered my live event coming up May 3rd through the 7th. And that is all about releasing your small, or I was going to say small T traumas, but we renamed it, but it is. My focus is on small T traumas. And my specialty is the clarity of self, providing sustainable bounce back type tools for you and basically having air quotes, having your stuff together before stuff hits the fan and having the process in place. So when the stuff does hit the fan, when the traumas do come up, those trauma blocks come up, you can stand there confidently. You can stand there in love. You can stand there knowing that you have pride in your heart, confidence in your heart, and the ability to provide inner peace for yourself and to set an example for those around you, those that tribe and those that you love, right? And an example for yourself. And of course, feeling tapped in and turned on for life. That is what it's about. At the beginning of the hour, I was talking about that because when I say tapped in and turned on, it really is that. And you guys have heard me talk so much about being tapped in and turned on, tapped in to your intuition, tapped into your inner guidance, tapped into the frequencies that be. You know, I say that because there's so many adjectives to describe. I call it source. You can call it whatever feels right to you. Again, it could be purple chopsticks. The number one thing why I'm having this conversation or why this is important is you being tapped into your inner guidance, that inner source is what it's about. That's why it's important. So what does that mean? How do I get there and what's blocking me? Well, at the beginning of the hour, right before we took the commercial break, I was talking about taking things personally or defensiveness, you know, the isms in life that keep us from or blocking us from our inner guidance, you know, really look at your life and having clarity, because clarity is it's the gas to all of your desires. So if you have obsessive thinking, defensive, the isms, alcoholisms, defense isms, what are some other isms? I'm drawing a blank right now. Distractions, avoidance. Ooh, distraction and avoidance. Those are huge. And also taking things really personally. And you're taking things personally because you feel that you have been offended somewhere, somehow, when the other person is truly just reacting or showing up. And there's this whole spiral that starts to happen. You take things personally and then you say, you are triggering me. And that's not the case at all. Where in fact, you're taking it personally because it's based on a trauma and based on your past experience. Really lean into that and really think about what I just said. So if you're taking things personally, and guys, I've walked the talk. trust me, oh my God, and raising three daughters, it was everything I could do not to take things personally. And was it perfect? Oh gosh, no. Hell no, it was not. That is not what this is all about. It's about the contrast and learning. So again, going back to taking things personally or not taking things personally, it's a confidence thing. You really have to, again, back up and get clear on who you are and how you're showing up. I know I've repeated myself over and over again, but you have to have that. You have to stand on your 2 feet in confidence and clarity so you can then stand there and go, yeah, no, that doesn't feel right. And be confident with that and be very clear in that communication and say, yeah, that doesn't feel right. Now, that's not taking it personally. Taking it personally is, ah, you triggered me. That doesn't feel good. I'm going to attack you emotionally or physically, energetically. Oh, my Lord. Energetically. This just happened to me this past weekend. I was having a conversation and this specific person gave me permission to have this type of conversation. So one, I always ask permission. And when I provided them with the truth that I saw based on their actions and behaviors, I could feel energetically that my head was being torn from my body. I was just like, wow. And where I'm going with this is if you can stand in awareness and there's some empathy and some intuition and all of that. However, you know when the energy changes. And I was like, holy smolies. And this person said, well, the conversation came back around and, well, I'm not that upset about it or some kind of adjective like that. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, but your energy speaks volumes of what's going on in your body right now. And I explained that to this person and they didn't like that either. You know, so providing a mirror and going, ah, okay. Yeah. And it's not about Sue is being right. It's just simply me standing there reflecting and having a safe conversation with you. Now, that is where I'm always going to be coming from. If the other person is triggered, if the other person is defensive, if the other person is taking it personally, that's on them. You guys heard that, right? That is truly on them. It's not me. Because it is always my intention. Let me state that. Now, is it perfect? No. Will I fall from grace? Yes, I will. I will. I will always own up to it and take responsibility. Maybe it won't be in that moment, but I will reflect back and go. And I will think to myself, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that. I need to own up, call them. I apologize. This is how I should have reacted. Now, again, let me back up. If this is a person, a tribe member, a conversation, this person is really important to you, then that's when you would have that conversation. If this is somebody that you're like, it's just not worth the time and energy to expel. I'm just not going to do it. Then don't do it. Just let it go. You learn from it and don't take it personally. Right? You learn from it and don't take it personally. That's all it is. So, okay, I'm going to jump into this book. I you guys heard me talk about this at the top of the hour. I was telling Benny I was kind of nerding out with some books. The Molecule of More: How a Single Chemical in Your Brain Drives Love, Sex, Creativity, and Will Determine the Fate of the Human Race. Daniel Z. Liberman, MD, and Michelle Long. I love, love, love this conversation. And you know what I also like to do, you guys, when I am in a bookstore, if I have a book in my hand, and again, it's about intuition and it's again about having faith and leaning into everything is happening at the right moment, the perfect timing for me. And where I was going with this is books, magazines, anything. I just hold the book and intuit and I open and go, what is the number one thing that we need to hear today? And this happens to be, well, I got to figure out, this is talking about the Molecule of More. It's talking about domination. I think hard decisions in the real world. Interesting that this would be intuitively coming up because I was just talking about having a process put in place and understanding how you're showing up or not showing up. It's really important that you have that awareness. And also, you know, I'm going to just put a seed in your ear here. That's one of the things I teach in my online events, my VIP processes, and will be, well, I'm sorry, I won't be teaching that actual process the May 3rd. I've got a bunch of other things I'm teaching that day, but there's a clarity process that I teach you how to create your inner guidance, it's like your foundation piece. It's your code of conduct. It's how you are showing up. And it's really important. You could do it yourself, you know, and just sit with a piece of paper and sit and really draw a line down the middle. What gives me energy? What doesn't? What am I proud of? Not so much. Don't focus on the not so much stuff, but it's important that you have the contrast so you know what to do versus what you don't want to do or don't want to act like or don't want to respond. And just really focus on that left column and focus on how you do want to show up. And that's an energetic law of attraction too, another tool that I teach. Positive psychology, mind over matter, and then definitely law of attraction. Focusing on how you want to show up, the type of person you want to be, the type of people you want to be, the environment you want to have, and really focusing and getting clear on that, because that clarity is absolutely going to bring you everything that you want. You've got to get clear. You're clear. Your energy's clear. Universe is clear. And I say this with a disclaimer too, because the source, inner guidance, always knows what's best for us above and beyond our drama. So yes, you can ask for these things that you do desire. And more times than not, they do come, or they come in different forms. So again, standing again in appreciation and gratitude for those gifts, and get really compassionate and curious about what am I learning in this situation? And oh, interesting, that didn't show up how I thought it was going to show up, but this is fun. You know, instead of going down the rabbit hole, the other sticky stuff. Okay, going to the piece of paper, left side, right out, focus on how it makes you feel to be proud. Your code of conduct, how do you want to react? How do you want to speak to people? Do you want to be angry? Do you want to be resentful? Do you want to be defensive? Do you want to be triggered? Or do you want to stand in confidence and love and appreciation? And really start unraveling and unpacking that and getting really clear on what that is for you. Again, going to heart pride, not ego, heart pride, that juicy, oh, I love you, Sue, kind of stuff. And you can say that to yourself as well. All right. So that's just a little snippet of your code of conduct, how you can show up, my little freebie to you. So the book, we've got a few more minutes here. And if you're just chiming in, The Molecule of More. And we're talking about hard decisions in the real world. This is on page 96. This problem is more than just theoretical. It confronts developers of self-driving cars. If a fatal car crash between two cars is inevitable, what should the self-driving car be programmed to do? Should it swerve in one direction to protect the life of its owner, or should it swerve in the opposite direction, killing its owner? If fewer people in the other car will die. Consumer tip, if you are in the market for a self-driving car, ask the salesperson how it's been programmed. This is a really weird conversation, but I'm going to keep going here. There's a reason we're supposed to be hearing this. Another example of the problem was depicted in 2006 film Eye of the Sky. Terrorists in Kenya are preparing two suicidal bombers for an attack to Mokia. Why am I having this conversation? This is really weird. It goes on to talk about some genocide and terrorists and some other stuff. And then on the other side of the world, a remote pilot drone is poised to launch the missile to kill the terrorists. Just before he fires, a young girl sets up a table to sell bread next to the terrorist house. Oh, I remember this scene. If the drone pilot does nothing, hundreds will die. But to save those lives, he must kill the little girl along with the terrorists. The film documents this intense debate over which choice to make is the realistic portrayal of trolley problem. Okay, so this is it right here. Sometimes we act one way, cold, calculating, seeking, and seeking to dominate the environment for future gain. Sometimes we act another, warm, empathetic, sharing what we have for the present joy of making others happy. Dopamine controls circuits of the H&N circuits work in opposition, creating a balance that allows us to be humane towards others, which safeguards our own survival. Since balance is essential, the brain often wires circuits in opposition. It works so well that sometimes there is even opposition wired into the same neurotransmitter system. The dopamine system operates in this way. So what happens when what happens when dopamine opposes dopamine? Ooh. The neurotransmitters dopamine in the source of desire via the desire circuit, the tenacity via the control circuit, the passion that points the way, and the willpower that gets us there. Usually the two work together, but when desire fixates on one thing that will bring us harm in the long run, a third piece of cake, for example, an extramarital affair or an IV injection of heroin, dopamine willpower turns into and does a battle with its companion circuit. So you see what they're talking about? They're talking about what happens when the dopamines are going after each other. Willpower isn't the only tool controlled dopamine has in its arsenal when it needs to oppose desire. It can also use planning, strategy, abstraction, such as the ability to imagine long-term consequences of alternate choices. That right there says, put a process in place before the shiitake hits the fan. Again, going to the conversation of what I was talking about at the top of the hour with the show. But when we need to resist harmful urges, willpower is the tool we reach for first. As it turns out, that might not be such a good idea. Willpower can be an alcoholic say no to a drink, but once. But it's probably not going to work if he has to say no over and over and over again for months and years. Willpower is like a muscle. Ooh, and I talk about this in my events too. It is like a muscle, and it's important that you understand this. And I was talking about the likes of former President Barack Obama and the glorious Oprah Winfrey. And we can all agree that they have massive willpower. I mean, look at their occupation, look at who they've become in their life, and to be able to have willpower and strength and confidence in that. Yet both, you know, like Oprah, she has publicly, I mean, I don't know her personally, but she's publicly had issues with weight, and that could be a willpower issue. The former President Barack Obama, he or whomever have talked about the smoking. Again, it's a willpower thing. And choosing, it's not that they don't have willpower. That muscle's just not formed as well. Does that make sense? Okay, so willpower is like a muscle. It becomes fatigued with use. And after a fairly short period of time, it gives out. One of the best experiments that demonstrates the limits of willpower was a famous radish and cookies study. This study relied on deception. Volunteers were told that they were signing up for a food tasting study. Here's how one scientist described it. The laboratory room was carefully set up before participants in the food conditions arrived. Chocolate chip cookies were baked in the room in a small oven, and as a result, the laboratory was filled with this delicious aroma of fresh chocolate and baking. Totally get that. Are you with me here? Two foods were displayed on the table at which the participants were seated. One display consisted of a stack of chocolate chip cookies, augmented by some chocolate candies. The other consisted of a bowl of red and white radishes. When the participants arrived, they were hungry. They had been told to skip a meal before coming into the laboratory. The sight and smell of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies were very tempting under these conditions. One at a time, the participants were ushered into the laboratory where the chocolate chip cookies had just come out of the oven, and they were told to sample two or three of the cookies or two or three of the radishes, depending on which group they had been assigned to. Before the participants began to eat, the scientist left the room, reminding the participants that she must only eat the food she was assigned to. None of the participants assigned to the radishes broke the rules and ate a cookie, but they were obviously tempted. Totally. The researchers peeked around the curtain and watched what they did. Several of them looked longingly at the chocolate display, and in a few cases even picked up the cookie and sniffed at them. After 5 minutes, the scientists returned and told the participants that the next step is to study was something completely unrelated. It was the test of problem-solving ability. What the participants weren't told was that the problem couldn't be solved. The question was, how long would each participant persevere at this impossible task? The participant who had been allowed to eat the cookies worked on the problem for about 19 minutes. The ones who had only been allowed to eat radishes, those had to exert self-control to counteract their desires for cookies, persisted at the task of only eight minutes or less, then half the time before they gave up. The researchers concluded resisting temptation seems to have produced a psychic cost, in the sense that after participants were more inclined to give up easily in the face of frustration. Ooh, that's an important conversation right there. Again, having a process in place. If you're on a diet, then the more times you resist temptation, the more likely you are to fail the next time around. Willpower is a limited resource. Oh, that is a beautiful conversation. I wasn't quite sure where that was going and where Source was leading us, but that was super cool. Remind all of you, the molecule of more. That was from the book I was just reading. Ah, I have had fun chatting with you guys today. I've got about 5 more minutes. Let's see where Young Pueblo takes us. Oh, Young Pueblo. See? Lighter. I love this book. I love this work. Ah, goes to chapter 1, self-love. I'm going to read just a little bit more for all of us. And then I love this. What does self-love mean? Again, I'm going to read from Let Go of the Past, Connect with the Present, Expand the Future. Lighter, Young Pueblo. And again, you know what? Your future needs you, not your past. So what does self-love mean? Anything powerful and long-lasting requires a sturdy foundation. We spoke to that. I was talking to you guys about that earlier. When a home is being constructed, all attention first goes to the foundation that will stabilize the structure. Once that foundation is firmly in place, you can go on to build, expand, and create something magnificent. Analogy for yourself, folks. The evolution of the individual works in a similar manner. Self-love is the first step that all inner and outer source is based on. Self-love gives our journey the energy and stability to stay on clear trajectory. It is profound commitment to self-discovery and to making your well-being a top priority. Somewhere around 2014 and 2015, a big shift started happening culturally regarding the idea of self-love. In particular, Pueblo noticed that the word began entering the sphere of social media in a big way. I like to think of social media as a forum where humanity talks to itself. And at the time, it felt as if we had collectively picked up the word self-love and started looking at it in different ways, tuning it in all directions to get better sense of its true meaning. Many individuals were asking themselves, what does self-love mean? What does self-love mean to me? And at the same time, going through their own process of the word. Again, let's say that. That's me right there. Clarity. It's you getting clear on who you are, how you're showing up, what love means to you, that heart pride, what that means to you. This has been an absolute delight, you guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you want to get a copy of the show, go to claritywithsue.com. If you want to email me questions, something, or guests that you would like me to showcase, go to sue@claritywithsue.com. I love you guys. And until next week, each of you are a gift. Get out there and share yourself with the world.
new day, the game has changed, the pieces in place, and now we're moving. We shine in this new light and live how we want. Yeah, fresh start, light that spark, and we take off. Yeah, we'll be flying. We're here, a brand new gear to show what we got. Here we go, it's our day.